下午好。
Good afternoon.
我们开始一起祷告。
Let us open with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
愿你施恩祝福。
May you bless us.
打开我们的心。
May you open our hearts.
使我们的灵魂可以苏醒。
May you wake up our spirits.
借着你的话语。
By your word.
借着你的圣灵。
By your
spirit. 除去我们的愚
昧。May you remove our
foolishness. 除去我们的悖逆。
May you remove our disobedience.
使我们有一颗敬畏降服的心。
May we have a heart of reverence towards you.
祝福我们下边的时间。
May you bless this time.
与我们同在。
And be with us.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
上次我们讲到了，当神把亚当和夏娃放在伊甸园当中的时候。
Last time we mentioned how when God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden,
不但让他享受伊甸园当中一切的美好，
not only are they to take pleasure in all the goodness of the garden,
而且也给他命令。
God also gave them commands.
命令是什么呢？
What are these commands?
就是园当中那棵树上的果子是不可以吃的。
There's this one tree in the midst of the garden which you may not eat of.
如果吃了那棵树上的果子，就会带来一个后果。这后果就是死亡。
And if you eat of the fruit of that tree, it will come with consequences. And the consequence is you shall die.
换句话说，如果亚当和夏娃他们听从了神的命令，就不会死。
In other words, if Adam and Eve obeyed God's word, they would not die.
上个星期我们知道，亚当、夏娃都吃了。
Last week we saw that Adam and Eve, they both ate.
也就是说，他们违背了上帝的命令。
That is to say, they disobeyed God.
不但夏娃吃了，亚当也吃了。
Not only did Eve eat, Adam also ate.
那么他们在上帝的面前呢，也为自己做了一个辩解。
And in God's presence, they made a compromise.
亚当说，我吃这个果子，这个事情不怨我，不怪我。
Adam says, oh, it's not fully me to blame that I ate.
夏娃说，我吃这个果子也不怨我。
Eve also said, it's not entirely me to blame.
我们都被骗了。
We've been deceived.
但是，是不是他们因为被骗而违背了神的命令，他们就可以不去承担上帝的愤怒呢？
Are they able to evade God's consequences for disobedience simply because they were deceived?
我们看是不会的。
We see that this is not the case.
所以我们今天看的经文是创世纪的三章十四节和十九节。
So today's scripture is taken from Genesis 3 verses 14 to 19.
我们看他们，当他们违背上帝的命令的时候，就带来了一系列的后果。
And we see that when they disobeyed God, it brings forth consequences.
首先我们看创世纪的第三章的第十四节。
First we see Genesis 3 verse 14.
耶和华神对蛇说，你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚，你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。
Verse 14 says, The Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life.
所以我们就看到了，这犯罪的后果就是要被咒诅。
So we see that the consequences of sin are judgment.
那么我们看，人咒诅人和神咒诅人是不一样的。
So the judgment that man expresses upon man is different from the judgment that God expresses upon man.
人咒诅人，你不一定做得到的。
The judgment that man puts on man may not be conducted fully.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你没有那个能力。
Because you do not have that capability.
你说我咒诅你长得很难看。
So let's just say I will judge you for being ugly.
他可能长得更漂亮。
Then he may become more good looking.
但是上帝说你要得大麻风。
But when God says you shall get leprosy.
啊，大麻风马上就会 发动在这个人的身上。
Then leprosy will immediately come upon that person.
所以上帝的咒诅是非常可怕的。
So the judgment of God is very frightful.
所以上帝首先咒诅的是谁呢？就是那引诱亚当和夏娃犯罪的蛇。
So the first person that God expresses judgment upon is that tempting serpent.
他用肚子行走。
He shall walk on the belly.
所以今天你看到那蛇是这样爬行的哈。
So you see nowadays that the snakes are going on their belly.
他终身吃土。
And dust you shall eat.
所以你看他走的时候那脖子呢他尽量往上翘一翘但是那嘴巴还是贴着地走。
And you see that they try to keep their head above ground, but they're still on the ground.
如果你每天趴在马路边上把嘴贴在地上的时候你就知道什么叫终身吃土。
And if you were to just lie on the side of the road with your mouth open, you will understand what dust you shall eat all the days of your life means.
所以你会看到一些很早的时候那些的一些油画。
So you can see that there are some very old oil paintings.
他就画到了有个亚当和夏娃在伊甸园当中被蛇引诱犯罪的事情。
They depict the temptation that the serpent did upon Adam and Eve.
那里边有一些画呢画那个蛇呢像马一样。
And some of them, they draw the serpent like a horse.
也长着四条腿的。
And it has four legs.
是因为神咒诅他了之后啊腿就没有了就变成爬了。
It is because of the curse of God upon the serpent that they now must crawl.
但是不管是真是假我们相信蛇被神咒诅之前呢它不是在地上爬的。
Regardless of how truthful these pictures are, we know that the snake did not used to crawl on the earth.
我们看到呢有很多爬行的昆虫呢它是有腿的。
We see that a lot of crawling insects, they still have legs.
而蛇在地上爬行它是没有脚的。
But when the snake crawls on the ground, it does not have legs.
所以孩子们每次你看到或者你想到蛇是在地上爬行的生物的时候你就知道那是因为神咒诅了它。
So children, every time you see that the snake is crawling on the ground, it is a result of God's curse upon it.
那接下来呢十五节又说他说我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇。你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
Verse 15 says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
因为蛇直接的引诱了女人夏娃，吃了那个果子。
Because the serpent, he directly tempted Eve into eating the fruit.
所以他们两个人呢他们不是他们两个人啊女人和蛇呢他们不会永远都不会成为朋友。
And so now they will never be friends, the woman and the serpent.
不但女人和这蛇要彼此为仇不能做朋友。
Not only will there be enmity and unfriendliness between the woman and the serpent,
而且女人的后裔也和这个蛇呢要彼此为仇。
There will also beenmity between her offspring and the serpent.
而且女人的后裔和蛇之间不仅仅是为仇的问题。
And it's not only the concept of enmity.
他们还要打一场战争。
But they will be fighting a war.
最后呢这个蛇呢伤了女人后裔的脚跟。
The serpent will bruise the heel of the seed of the woman.
而这女人的后裔呢却把蛇的头给扎烂了。
And the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent.
也就是说蛇的后女人的后裔呢最后要战胜这个蛇。
In other words, we see that the woman's offspring will have victory over the serpent.
女人因为被这蛇引诱了她失败了。
Because the woman was deceived by the serpent, she failed.
她违背上帝，她得罪神了。
She disobeyed God.
但是呢，这女人的后裔却要在这蛇的身上要得胜的。
But the woman's offspring, he will have victory over the serpent.
女人的后裔，哎，她的后脚跟要被什么呢？要脚跟呢？要被蛇伤到的。
The offspring of the woman, his heel will be injured by the serpent.
那为什么说女人的后裔会胜过这个蛇呢?
So why do we say that the woman's offspring will have victory over the serpent?
因为这女人的后裔不是伤了蛇的尾巴。
Because he will not have injured the tail of the snake.
而是伤到了蛇的头。
Rather, he will have injured the head of the snake.
而伤到了蛇的头对于蛇来说是致命的。
And this injury to the head will cost his life.
好，这是对蛇的咒诅。
And this is the curse upon the serpent.
接下来我们看第十六节。又对女人说。
Next we will see verse 16, to the woman he said.
我们和前面连在一起来告诉我们说这里是神又咒诅女人说。
So we connect this with the previous verse, and God now is speaking and cursing the woman.
谁呢？夏娃。
And this woman is Eve.
就说我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚。
I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing.
你生产儿女也必多受苦楚。
In pain you shall bring forth children.
如果我们想到当神造男人和女人的时候，给他们祝福的时候，我们就不太能够理解这，我们就能够理解这里边讲的是咒诅。
When we consider what happened when God created man and woman and his blessing upon them, we now understand how this is a curse.
因为神造了亚当和夏娃的时候，给他们设立婚姻的时候，给他们祝福的时候呢，向你多多的生孩子啊。
Because when God created Adam and Eve and he married them and he blessed them saying, have many children, this is a curse now.
也就是说神希望男人和女人他们在婚姻当中呢能够多多的生孩子，享受生孩子所带来的快乐。
It is to say that God takes pleasure in seeing husband and wife having many children and taking pleasure in these children.
因为他们所生出来的孩子，每一个孩子都带着神的形象。
Because every child will have the image of God.
但是当男人和女人犯罪之后，
But after Adam and Eve, they sinned.
他们生出来的每一个孩子都不带着神的形象。
Every single child which they give birth to will not have the image of God.
那么这个不带着神的形象，你要去理解。
And you must understand how they do not have the image of God.
比如说
，For example，
你看这上面这个牌子
，That sign over there。
当我把这上面的一个字母拿下来的时候，拿一个数字拿下来的时候，这个牌子就不再是这个牌子。
So if I were to take off one of the letters or the digits there, then the sign will not be the same.
你说，哎呀，就差了这么一个四哎。
You're going to say, oh, maybe I'm just missing the digit 4.
哇，大部分的东西还在这里。
Most of it's still there.
啊，只是缺了这个牌子。
It's just missing that one character.
尽管只差了这么一个数字，那么这个牌子就不再是这个牌子。
Even though it's missing only one character, that sign is no longer the same.
我们人也是如此。
Same for us, humans.
当我们里边有了悖逆上帝的心的时候，
When we have a heart to disobey God,
我们从外观上看，可能看起来没什么太大的变化。
On the outside, you may say, oh, we don't look that different.
但是你就不再是你。
Oh, but you are no longer you.
为什么？
Why?
因为当神创造人的时候，他说，好。
Because when God created man, he said, it is good.
而这个好呢，表明人不单可以认识神，也可以顺服神。
This good, represents not only that we are able to know God, but also that we are able to obey God.
而当人里边有了这样的悖逆的心的时候，那么这个人就不再是之前的那个人。
And so when we have a heart of disobedience to God, we are no longer like that man before.
后边这个人，悖逆神命令的人，我们就称他为罪人。
The later man who has disobedience, we call him the sinful man.
所以你就知道，当亚当和夏娃没有犯罪的之前，神说给他创造他的时候，给他的祝福是什么？要多多的生产。
So remember when man was first created before he sinned, remember the blessing which God pronounced on them, which is to have many children.
但是当他们犯了罪之后，违背了上帝的命令之后，他们的生产就成为了他们的痛苦。
But after they sinned and received God's curse, their childbearing is a curse to them because it is painful.
所以我们就知道，你看今天的所有的动物、生物，他们在生产的时候呢，一点都不痛苦。
So we see in all of the other animals, when they give birth to their offspring, there's no pain.
只有人。
Only humans.
为什么?
Why?
你今天知道是因为神的咒诅。
And now we know it is because of the curse.
好了，不仅仅是在生产上的苦楚这样的咒诅。
Not only is the curse upon childbearing.
还有一个咒诅。
The second curse is.
这个咒诅是什么呢?
What is this curse?
说你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必辖管你。
It says, your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you.
如果我们没有讲哈，但是我们是应该讲，就是神造了人之后，首先给人设立的是婚姻。
We may not talk about this often, but we need to talk about it. It is how God designed marriage.
当神把夏娃造好了之后，作为配偶领到了亚当面前的时候，
When God completed the creation of Eve as a helper to Adam and gave her to him,
当他们成为丈夫和妻子的时候
,when they have become husband and wife,
亚当怎么说呢?
Adam, how did he respond?
当亚当看了第一眼,看到了夏娃的时候
,upon seeing Eve, Adam said,
他说,哇,这是我的骨中骨,骨中的骨,肉中的肉。
He said, this is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
以此我们可以看到亚当看到夏娃的第一眼的时候他就非常的爱她。
We see that Adam, when upon first sight of Eve, he expressed great love towards her.
爱到什么程度呢?是他的骨中骨,肉中肉。
Love to what point? He said, this is at last bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
我们去纯明叔叔家的时候
When we go to 陈明 uncle,
娜娜的家里 ,Christina 她家里的时候
,Christina's family,
他们家里刚刚有了一个 puppy dog.
They just got a puppy.
叫 bagel.
Bagel?
我不知道为什么不叫 bacon.
Why don't we call him bacon?
哎大家都要去抱着他。抱着他最多的是谁呢抱着他最多的就是娜娜。
Everybody wants to go to pick up the puppy, and of course, the person picking him up the most is Christina.
为什么呢？她爱他。
Why? It's because she loves him.
啊，看到他就喜，哎，过来过来，完就是抱着他，哎呀，这样。
And then she will beckon to him, and he will come, and then she will pick him up.
虽然娜娜爱这个 bagel 不是骨中骨、肉中肉的那样爱，但是你已经看到她很爱他了。
Though Christina does not express love to the puppy like Adam did, bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, she still expresses great love towards him.
啊，这个 bagel 看到娜娜的时候，哎呀，也开心。
And when the puppy sees Christina, he is also very happy.
这个娜娜看到 bagel 的时候呢，她也很开心。
And when Christina sees the puppy, she is also very happy.
哎，这是一个彼此相爱的一个很好的一个例子的。
This is a reciprocal love.
但是这里边我们看到了一个不正常的事情发生了。
And we see that there's something that is bad that happens.
本来亚当看到夏娃的时候就应该哇爱她爱的非常的爱。
It's supposed to be the case that when Adam sees Eve, he is supposed to be full of love towards her.
夏娃呢看到亚当的时候呢哎呀也爱得不得了。
And when Eve sees Adam, there should be an overwhelming love inside of her.
但是当人犯罪了之后你会发现这种关系就改变了。
But after the sin, we see that these relationships are different now.
说你必恋慕你的丈夫。
It says, your desire shall be for your husband.
他本来就是应该爱他嘛。
It's supposed to be that Eve loves Adam.
但是现在变成了恋慕了。
And now it's become a conflict.
恋慕的意思是什么呢?
What is this conflict?
恋慕在这里就变得本来是一种正常的丈夫爱妻子。
It's supposed to be a husband loving wife.
但是现在它需要作为一种盼望了。
And now it needs to be a source of
盼望 desire.
It's a desire.
就好像你爸爸妈妈给你每天早上给你做饭哎这是很正常的一件事情。
It's like how your parents are making food for you. It's a very normal thing.
但是有一天你爸爸妈妈给你做饭这件事成为你的盼望的时候呢那说明你长大了。
And now, if you were to desire that your parents make food for you, it means that you've grown up.
因为当你很小的时候呢爸爸妈妈给你做饭呢是很正常的一件事情。
Because when you were little, it's very common, and it's very natural for your parents to make food for you.
所以现在呢 我的爸爸妈妈呢，已经到了不能给我做饭的时候了，年纪了。
And now the pastor's parents, they are no longer able to cook food for him.
所以现在我要吃我爸爸给我做一个饭呢，我需要 desire。
So now if Pastor Patrick, he wants to eat his parents' food, he must desire for it.
所以你就知道了，女人这个太太被她丈夫爱呢，成为她的一个 desire 了。
So now we see the wife's desires that her husband loves her.
那么同样的一个道理。
And similarly,
说你丈夫必管辖你。
He shall rule over you.
哇，管辖这个词不是一个好的词啊。
This rule is not a very good word.
因为当以色列人在埃及做奴隶的时候呢，埃及人就是这样辖管辖他们。
Because when Israel were slaves to Egypt, Egypt was ruling over Egypt, Israel.
所以不再是骨中骨、肉中肉的这种彼此相爱的关系。
It's no longer a love that is expressed by bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
而是像主人来压迫奴隶一样这样的关系了。
It is like a master expressing his power over a slave.
哇，这个问题很严重哦。
This is a very serious problem.
所以我们看到了，当人犯罪之后。
So we see after man has sinned.
这最亲密的关系，丈夫和妻子这最亲密的一体的关系怎么样，也破坏了。
What happened to this most intimate relationship between husband and wife? It was broken.
也就是说，家庭关系也被破坏了。
And we see that the familial relationships, they have been destroyed.
啊，不仅仅是人与人之间的关系破坏了。
Not only the relationship between humans have been destroyed.
我们接下来再看。
We will see next.
前面是对女人的咒诅。
It was the curse of the woman that we saw.
接下来说，又对亚当说，第十七节。
Verse 17, God turns to Adam, and to Adam he said,
也就是说，耶和华神又咒诅亚当说。
In other words, God turns to Adam and curses him and says,
你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的。
Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life.
首先说，亚当这里说他是不应该听夏娃的话的。
Firstly, it says that Adam should not have listened to his wife.
因为亚当听了夏娃的话，就吃了神所吩咐他不能吃的果子。
Because when Adam listened to Eve, he ate that which he should not have eaten.
那么我们留心创世纪开始我们所讲的人，亚当和夏娃那个时候是不需要种地的。
So let us recall that in the beginning, Adam and Eve, they did not need to plant crops.
树上所结的，地里边所长的，哎，足够他们吃了。
The fruit of the trees and the plants of the ground is enough for them to eat.
都是很健康的 organic.
And these are all organic foods.
然后又不需要花钱。
And you didn't need to pay for them.
但是呢，就是因为亚当听了他妻子的话，违背了上帝的命令，吃了神所吩咐他不能够吃那个树上的果子了。
But just because Adam listened to his wife and ate of the tree that which he should not have eaten,
带来一个后果。
And it brings a consequence.
就是地被咒诅了。
The ground has been cursed.
换句话说，地就不再为亚当和夏娃服务了。
In other words, the ground no longer gives its service to Adam and Eve.
当神使旱地和水分开的时候，
When God separated the dry land and the water,
那么地上面所长的这一切的水果、菜蔬是足可以够他们吃的。
Then on the ground, that which these fruits and the vegetables that they grew, it was enough for them to eat.
他们只要去摘那个果子就可以了。
They needed only to pick the fruit.
他们不需要像今天的人一样劳动。
They don't need to be like the people of today that we need to labor.
这不是说亚当和夏娃很懒惰，不热爱劳动哈。
It doesn't mean that they are lazy and so they don't labor.
因为你知道，你家后院如果有个 cherry 树，你就知道了。
Because in the backyard, if you have a cherry tree, you'll know.
当你去 pick 那个 cherry 的时候，那也是很劳苦的。
If you were going to pick the cherries, it's still a very laborious task.
但是犯罪之后的劳苦和犯罪之前的劳苦是不一样的。
But the labor before and after the sin are different.
因为当犯罪之后，神在这里说，地就不再为你服务了。
Because after the sin, God says, this ground will no longer serve you.
你需要终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的。
You shall, in pain, you shall eat of it all the days of your life.
哇，这个是很严重的一件事情。
This is a very serious thing.
所以男人呢，需要劳苦，需要养活家里的妻子和儿女。
So, men need to labor to take care of their family, their wives and their children.
那么这个地被咒诅表现在哪里呢？
So, how do we see this curse expressed on the ground?
18节说，地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬。
We see in verse 18, thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field.
地会不会给人长出食物呢？会的。
Will the ground produce food for people? Yes, it will.
但是同时呢，当你种下去的蔬菜的时候呢，那菜里边就长出很多的荆棘和蒺藜来，是不能吃的。
But at the same time, amongst these vegetables, you will see thorns and thistles growing.
如果你有过在乡下生活的经验的时候呢，你回去看你的后院，你就可以看到的。
If you've lived in a rural setting and you go into backyard, you'll see.
哎呀，那里边长了很多的杂草。
There's a lot of weeds.
你需要把它挖出来。
And you need to dig them up.
因为如果不把这些杂草挖出来的时候呢，那么后院的那些正常的草呢，就不能够长得健康。
Because if you do not remove the weeds, then the normal grass, which is supposed to be in your lawn, will not grow properly.
本来种了这片地呢，可以产100公斤的西红柿。
For example, if a normal field, it can produce 100 kilograms of tomatoes.
但是因为这地呢被咒诅了，长出很多的荆棘和蒺藜来。
But because of the curse on the ground and there's a lot of thorns and thistles,
所以你费了很多的劳苦啊，希望能够得到100公斤的西红柿。
And you may expend a lot of labor to try to get 100 kilograms of tomatoes.
但是到了时间你去收取西红柿的时候呢，你只收取到2个。
But when you go to harvest, you only get 2 tomatoes.
因为你所种的这一片地当中呢，长满了荆棘和蒺藜。
Because all of your fields, they are full of thorns and thistles.
所以这样就使亚当能够获得吃的这件事情上变得非常的艰难。
So in terms of Adam's food, it becomes very difficult.
以至于像19节所说，你必汗流满面才得糊口。
It is like verse 19, by the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread.
那就是一个极其的劳苦。
This is a very laborious effort.
哇，你才能够吃饱肚子的。
And for you to be full.
所以这是一个咒诅。
So this is the first curse.
接下来又是一个咒诅，说直到你归了土，因为你是出土而出的，你本是尘土，仍要归于尘土。
Next we see, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
什么叫你本是尘土，仍要归于尘土呢？
What does it mean till you return to the ground for you are dust?
这就是耶和华神所说的，你吃的日子必定死，这个死的一个意思。
This is one of the meanings when God says, the day you eat, you shall surely die, that death.
就是神所给他的这个生命的一部分要有死亡了。
It is one aspect of the life, it shall receive death.
人，神造人的时候有两部分组成，这我们讲过的。
We've already spoken how God, when He created man, we are composed of 2 parts.
一部分是人的身体。
The first is our body.
是从尘土而来的，对吧？
And it comes from the dust.
另外一部分是我们的灵魂。
The second part is our soul.
从哪里来？从神那里来。
And it came from God.
身体是暂时的。
The body is temporary.
而从神而来的灵魂却是永恒的。
But the soul that comes from God is eternal.
所以这里首先告诉我们说，人的身体因着亚当的犯罪和夏娃的犯罪，人的身体会有死亡的。
So now we see that because of the sin, the bodies of humans, they will die.
身体这一部分会有死亡的。
The physical part of your body, your life, that will die.
出于尘土而归于尘土。
For out of it you were taken, and for your dust and to dust you shall return.
这是神说你吃的日子必定死的那一个后果。
This is one of the consequences of God saying the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
那么下一次呢，我们会来讲灵魂的死亡。
Next time, we will talk about the spiritual death.
因为人有两部分组成的。
Because we are made of two parts.
那么我们今天看，借着这段经文，我们看到了人违背了上帝的命令之后，或者说犯罪之后所带来的后果。
So we see today one of the consequences of sin.
上帝有没有撒谎？
Did God lie?
没有。
No.
上帝说你吃的日子必定死。
God says, the day you eat, you shall surely die.
蛇怎么说？
What did the serpent say?
不一定死。
The serpent said, you might not die.
那么今天我们看到了亚当和夏娃有没有死。
So we see today, did Adam and Eve die?
神说你本是尘土，仍要归于尘土。
God says, and you shall return to the ground, for out of it you were taken.
所以神既然已经告诉了亚当和夏娃，你吃的日子必定死，那么当亚当和夏娃吃了之后，死就来临了。
And God said, the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. They ate, and now death comes.
那么这里边讲的死亡呢，对于我们来说呢，似乎并没有那么可怕的。
And you may think, oh, this death that the Bible speaks of, it's not that scary.
因为我们每天都看到人不断的在死亡。
Because every day we see people dying.
我们看到每一个人都从出生之后一直到年老，然后面对死亡。
We see that people from the time they are born, they will grow old until the time they have to face death.
我们每天都看这样的事情，我们觉得这很正常。
We see it every day. It seems very normal.
但是你有没有想过这是上帝的咒诅呢？
But have you ever considered this is the curse?
因为人违背了上帝的命令所带来的后果呢？
Because this is a result of the disobedience we have towards God.
所以如果说我们觉得说身体的死亡对我们觉得很无所谓了，但是后边有更可怕的后果。
So you may think, oh, the physical death of the body doesn't really matter, but I will speak to you about the spiritual death.
因为我们看到亚当和夏娃并没有因为吃了果子，俩人死在那里了，变成一堆尘土，没有啊。
Because we didn't see Adam and Eve when they ate, they immediately turned into a pile of dust.
他们不单还活着。
Not only do they continue to live.
而且他们还生了很多的孩子。
They still had many children.
经过几千年之后，你我就出现了。
And after several thousand years, here come us.
所以我们都是从亚当生下来的。
And we all come from Adam.
亚当生儿子，儿子又生儿子吧，最后生到了你，生到了我。
Adam had sons, and they had sons, and then ultimately it came to us.
所以我们就知道一件事情。
So we know one thing.
原来这个死亡里边有一个更深的含义。
So this death, it has a deeper meaning.
不仅仅是我们这个肉身的生命的死亡。
Not only is it our physical death.
而且在我们虽然今天活着，但是在上帝的眼中我们已经死了。
We may be living, but in God's eyes we have already died.
而在这一段的过程当中，我们的生活就是像这里边对女人和对男人的咒诅一样 miserable。
And in our life today, we will experience life miserably, just like Adam and Eve did after the curse.
你可以说，你说，哎，我今天生活得很好哦。
You may say, oh, I'm living a pretty good life right now.
我爸爸妈妈很爱我哦。
My parents love me.
我们家不缺钱哦。
We're not lacking money.
我也是学习不错哦。
My studies are doing well.
那周围的人都喜爱我哟。
All the people around me like me.
老师也夸奖我。
And the teacher praises me.
我不错的，我挺好的。
I'm doing pretty well.
但是这不能够改变一个罪人在上帝面前是死亡的这件事情的一个结果。
This cannot change the result of a sinful person in front of God.
因为我们今天看到一个人死去的时候，我们就知道上帝那里边讲到你吃的日子必定死这句话依然还有没成就的部分。
Because when we see people keep on dying every day, we know that there is yet to be a conclusion to the statement that God said, the day you eat, you shall surely die.
不要觉得说，哎，I'm okay。
Don't just be going around saying it's okay.
亚当也没死，夏娃也没死。
Adam and Eve, they didn't die.
我活得也很好。
I'm doing pretty well.
如果是这样的话，那么我们对上帝违背上帝的命令的后果的严重性呢，我们认识还不清楚的。
If you have that attitude, then you still don't fully understand the consequences of disobedience towards God.
那么下一次的时候呢，我们会来讲违背上帝的命令的另外一个死的结果。
So next time, we will talk about the second consequence of are disobeying God.
所以孩子们，悖逆，无论我们悖逆上帝也好，或者是悖逆父母也好，或者悖逆神所设立的在学校当中，在社会当中的权柄的时候，那个后果是可怕的。
So, children, I want you to understand that disobedience, be it disobedience to God, parents, teachers, or society, it has very serious consequences.
而且这一切的后果在神那里都会如实的把它实现出来。
And all of these consequences before God, they will be made to bear.
那你说为什么呢？
And you'll say, why?
因为上帝说你吃的日子必定死。
Because God has already said, the day that you eat, you shall surely die.
这是一个宣告，而不是一个商量。
This is a warning. This is not a discussion.
当你违背上帝，违背父母的时候，父母可能会和你商量。
So when you talk to your parents, they may discuss with you.
妈妈会跟你说，你这次事情做错了，怎么办？
Your mom may come to you and said, oh, you did something wrong. What should we do?
答应给你买的玩具不给你买了，可以不可以？
What if I just don't get you that toy that we said we were going to get?
你说不可以不可以，我太喜欢那个玩具了，你不可以，你换个别的惩罚方式吧。
And you complain very strongly saying, no, I really like that toy. Let's go for another punishment.
妈妈说好，今天我罚你弹两个小时钢琴。
Okay, so your mom says, okay, as punishment, then you will play piano for 2 hours.
妈妈，你说 okay, 我弹两个小时钢琴。
And then you say, okay, I'll just play 2 hours piano.
但是在上帝的面前，你没有任何的一个空间来找到一个借口来免去这犯罪的后果。
But before God, you will not have any room for discussion to evade the consequences.
你也没有任何的余地和上帝来讨价还价。
And you will not have any room to bargain with God.
亚当和夏娃有没有跟上帝在讨价还价？
Did Adam and Eve bargain with God?
有啊。
They did.
亚当说这事不怪我。
Adam says, oh, I'm not to blame.
找出了原因。
And then he came up with some reasons.
夏娃也说这事不怪我，找出了原因。
Eve also said, it's not me to blame, I'll give you some reasons.
那他们有没有免除上帝的咒诅呢？
Were they able to lighten any of their consequences?
显然没有。
Obviously not.
因为任何一个罪，任何一个违背上帝的命令，都会带来一个必然的后果。
Because any disobedience, any sin, it will bring consequences.
所以我们不是要像亚当和夏娃一样逃避这个后果。
So, we are not to be like Adam and Eve to just run away from these consequences.
因为我们没办法逃避。
Because we are unable to run away from these consequences.
你们从小的时候就要面对你们生命当中那些悖逆的不完全。
Ever since you were little, you have to face the consequences of your disobedience.
如何去面对呢？
How will you face these consequences?
你要从亚当和夏娃犯罪被咒诅当中学到功课。
You must learn the lesson of the punishment that Adam and Eve received for the disobedience.
就是你需要的是认罪。
So you must learn to repent.
你需要悔改。
You must repent.
你要学习 say sorry.
You need to say sorry.
你得罪人尚且需要说对不起，何况你得罪上帝呢？
When you dishonor people, you must apologize. All the more you should apologize to God.
所以你们生命当中，不要为自己常常找这些借口。
So when you're living, don't just try to find excuses.
你需要的是认罪和悔改。
What you need is to repent of your sins.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us close in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
愿你施恩祝福。
May you bless us.
使我们因着认识你而知道我们自己的不完全。
May we come to know you and may we know our imperfections.
使我们不但可以常常学习你的命令。
May we always learn your commandments.
我们也可以有个敬畏的心。
And may we have a humble heart.
常常认罪悔改。
To always repent of our sins.
使你的赦免和恩典可以临到我们。
May your grace be upon us.
我们感谢你。
We give you thanks.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.